Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor your name. We hallow your name. We say, thank you, my God, for your deed. Thank you for breath of life, mighty God. Father, tonight, my God, I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you'll open our ears to learn, O God, whatever that will be taught. Father, I pray for my teacher, my God, that you'll touch Ashley, my God, cover her with your blood, build a hedge around her, my God. Father, bless all everyone that is on the platform tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Teresa. Amen. Yes, ladies. So we're going to just continue on from Tuesday's session. The normal route that we take, we would teach on Tuesdays and leave Thursdays for our assignments. But because of a discussion that came up in the Tuesday session, just wanted to set something aside tonight because the plan was that we would go away and pray and come back. As it relates to the question that was raised about whether we pray to Jesus or whether we pray to God. I cannot remember who raised the question because I was sharing my screen, so I wasn't able to see the person. Is the person on this?
I did, actually.
It was Kenya?
Yes, I did.
Because the voice has so strange. Right. We just want to set some time aside to just discuss, because it's all related to prayer, and that's the topic for this session. Effective, fervent prayer. It's all connected to prayer. So I'm just going to give, I guess, a couple persons, how many persons were able to just go away and pray and come back. I know last week Brenda Lee spoke. Not like I keep saying last week. Tuesday. I know Tuesday Brenda Lee spoke. How many of us were able to go away and pray so that we can come back and just speak as it relates to what we believe the Lord said concerning this matter. So Kenya is one person. Is there anyone else?
Hey.
Brenda Lee? Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yeah.
What's the reason? All right. Good, good, good. Anyone else? I just want to have an idea of how many persons so we can organize our time to suit. Because we still have the assignment to tackle as well.
Actually, I have a question.
Kenya. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. Uh-huh. It's chapter 12. It is such vast. It's so vast. And I know that we are on a time schedule moving forward for other classes. Mm-hmm. Can they give this like more time? Because I know we just skip over this, but in reading this, is it is so food? Good. It is so deep. And I would really love to share this in a class mm-hmm. because, you know, but I know we are on a time schedule. So I know yeah. that.
What I could do, we can connect separately. Mm-hmm. If you prefer that, because it's pretty lengthy. The manual in itself is a pretty large manual. And this particular chapter is fairly lengthy. That's why I mentioned in the beginning, it's good that after that, you would actually need to go and revisit on your own, because I was just like pulling mm-hmm. information, but it's so much.
It is. It's a lot.
We could connect separately if you would prefer that, because well, there is a schedule. And to shift the schedule that we would shift, it would actually shift the start of the next volume. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. because of that, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. just connect.
And I just thought to ask. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Ashley.
Yes.
This is Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you might need to have a tutorial at some other time and arrange that. Yes, ma'am. I am sure a lot more persons on the platform can benefit, because it is a lot, and you really need to go in depth mm-hmm. and to ensure that there is understanding and grounding, yes. because it is really a very, very critical, this is a critical part of our mandate.
Yes.
So it's just a suggestion.
Yeah, it's a good suggestion, actually. So we could do that. We would have to set a time outside of this regular schedule here.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So we can set a time, set a... Let me see. I'm just trying to find the best way to connect with everyone who is here. Okay, or what I will do, I would just actually post it separately.
Okay.
I would have the information. We can agree on a date and a time.
Yes,
and then I would speak with Marsha and the admin and send out a notice. And actually, yes, I have the email address as well. So I could also send a notice there. So we would just need to agree on a day. Probably a Saturday. How many persons work on Saturdays?
Saturday is occupied until about
8.
Okay, so because I know it may not be convenient for everyone, but if it's convenient for the majority, we can probably organize, because I have classes. So I have classes 2 days a week. so it's a bit tight for me as well, because I have like assignments weekly to submit as well. So it may be better, and it may be better to have it during the day, like morning. And I have Saturday morning. I have a Saturday morning session that was usually Saturday morning early prayer. So we can probably come together for like a quick 2 hours, probably a Saturday morning around 9 or 10, give or take. But what I will do, I would go away and try to plan, organize myself. And then I can send out a notice, and then we can move from there. I wouldn't mind going through the entire chapter actually directly from the book, so that we actually go through everything. That's not a problem. Look at my book. This book is so old and it's in shambles. It's well used. So we can do that. We can organize that. So that was a very good idea, Sabrina, to have a tutorial. Okay, let me just make a note.
Ashley.
Heather. Hi.
Yeah. You said you have emails. You have my email?
I could always get your email from Doreen. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
You could give it to Doreen, or you could even get my number from Doreen. Right?
I think I checked your number already on the...
Right, on the group chat.
Yeah.
So you can connect with me. Send me a message so that I can send your email so I can add it to the group.
Yeah. And I also tell you today that I don't have that. I wouldn't be having children classes. I have it every other Saturday. So
no problem.
When you're planning.
No problem, because the thing about it too, I have to check my schedule as well too, because it's a bit tight for me because of my classes as well too.
Well, I'll send you those dates. It's
okay.
I go down to East. But I
That's
go
in
with children.
That's not a problem. Because I know it may not be convenient for everyone, but as long as it's convenient for the majority, we can organize from there.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone would be able to attend it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Yes. So I just wanted to set some time aside, as we said, so that we could just hear what persons who went away and prayed concerning. I just want to give the persons who had the opportunity to go away and pray an opportunity to just share with us what the Lord said concerning this matter of who we pray to, because it's a very sensitive topic. It's a topic that's very similar to the Trinity, where you have to believe by faith, because this is what the Word of God says, right? So I just want to hear, because at the end of the day, you know, the Lord speaks. You know, and we hear him as one spirit. So I'm going to give everyone an opportunity, persons who were able to go away and come back. I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak. And then from there, we will go into the assignment. Again, the assignment you were supposed to prepare a love letter to the Lord. And this is off around one of the aims from this topic, the topic in chapter 12, effective fervent prayer. The one of the aims was the importance of praise during prayer. So the assignment was to prepare a love letter to the Lord, 5 to 6 sentences in length. And what we will do, I will play worship, like how we just started, just the interlude I had as we were waiting for the others to join, play music, play worship. I will play the worship and then give everyone an opportunity to read their love letter to the Lord. And from there, we will see what the Lord does. Okay, so we're not ready to, we don't have any hard and fast plans for this evening. So we will just move free, right? If the Lord says to pray concerning a specific area or whatever, nation, whatever, we will flow in that way. So the others who are not sharing, I just want you to be just praying in the spirit and listening, you know, so that at the end, if the Lord shares anything with you, you will be able to share with us and we can move from there. Okay. That's okay. Everyone is on. Everyone understands. We're on the same page.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good, 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 good. All right, good. So the first person, so Kenya, we're going to give Kenya an opportunity to go first. Let me see what time it is. Okay, so right now it's going on. It's 6:26, going on to 6:30. So we are going to, we won't go any longer than 7 o'clock. Regarding this, and that's even a lot of time because that's like 30 minutes, so we may be finished even before the 30 minutes, right? But just for sure, we won't go over 7 as it relates to this discussion, so that we at least have an hour for the next the assignment. Okay, so okay, Kenya,
I'm doing the love letter to God. What am I doing?
No, we're starting first with the discussion around who we pray to. So you were supposed to go away and just go away and pray and just hear what the Lord says and come back. Because I will be honest, for me, is there's I cannot speak specific to say this is what the Lord says, and because he has not spoken to me concerning, he hasn't, I know what the word of God says. Let me just leave it right here. So I can only operate based on what the Lord, the word that I have read, the word that I know, right? So let me just hear the revelation that the Lord revealed even as you went away and prayed.
Listen, when I held up my hand, I held up my hand to ask you the question that I did about the that's what I was holding my hand for.
Oh, so not okay. All right. Yeah. So Brandalee and Teresa. So Brandalee, we can hear you.
Good evening. John chapter 14.
You're able, Brandalee, are you able to, are you able to turn on your camera? If not, it's okay.
John chapter 14. From verse 6.
Let me just get something to read. Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If he have known me, he should have known my Father also. And from hence he know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and he has not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And I said, how sayest thou then, show me the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak unto not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He that does the work, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, should he do also, and greater work than these should ye do, because I go unto the Father. And John 10 and 37.
Sorry, give me scripture. Give me scripture again. The first one as well, John.
John 14.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 12.
Uh-huh. And then the second one is?
John 10, verse 37.
Mm-hmm. John 10, 37. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If not, the work, well, it's the same thing. If not the work, my Father believes me not. It's simply from this scripture I am getting, and even at the beginning in Genesis, when God said, let us make man. He was speaking about both of them, but he was speaking from as one, as both of them as one. And in this chapter, Jesus is now saying to his disciple, look, me and my Father is one. You see me, you see I in him, and he in me. And like I said on Tuesday, the separation only came because God had to come in flesh in the earth to take back legal rights from the devil. So Jesus and God the Father, God the Son is one, according to the word. Not according to the friend, according to the word. So if you interchange in your prayer God or Jesus, you're not blaspheming. You're not an heir because they are one. The separation only came because he had to take on a bodily form to come to the earth. And therefore, he came down, earthly name Jesus, last name Christ, the anointed one. So that was only a bodily form for the Godhead to come to the earth to redeem man back to himself. Sorry, y'all didn't hear what I say?
No, we hear, we heard, we heard. I was just wondering if you listened.
Okay.
I heard you.
Yeah,
not
we heard.
That I agree. Not that I agree, but I heard you.
Well, that's the Bible tells each one of us to work at our own salvation.
Right.
The Bible tells us, let every man be persuaded for himself. So
right.
The Lord will interpret to you what he wants you to know. So
right.
Correct.
Sometimes our belief, because it was embedded so long, it'll take a while for the Holy Spirit to chip off and chip off and chip off until we really see what the Holy Spirit is trying to say.
Yeah, because you see, the thing about it, even as you said, that's why you must study the word to show yourself approved, a workman who rightly devised the word. So the Lord says to us, you know, in seeking, that's where we will find him. So, you know, even as we go to him, he will be the one to give us clarity. You know, I can't say yea or nay. At the end of the day, you're accountable to the Lord. You go to the Father if that is your what's the word now? Your conviction, right? And you have the word of God and you standing on that conviction. Even if this is the thing about it, this is because at the end of the day, we still got to remember the character of God and that God deals with us, you know, on our heart.
Yep.
And not even the words we speak, but our heart is the focus, right? So even if we err, the Lord is so good. He's not going to beat us about our heads. You know what he would do? He would give us time and he will come and he will reveal it to us. He would say, all right, so I know you always wanted, you always believed this, or I know that you believe X, Y, Z, whatever, whatever, but this is the case here. This is whatever. Not to beat us or not to say so-and-so was right and you the wrong, whatever. No, because at the end of the day, the Lord desires life for us, right? And so that's why I came to tonight to say it. Let me hear what everyone has to say. That's why I asked that you would go away and pray and come back, right? Concerning the conviction you receive from the Lord himself. So, Brenda Lee, I hear you. Very good. Kenya, you had it. You had something. I know initially you said you didn't have anything to say. Before you go, because if it is one thing for me, Ashley Seymour Payne, I don't like to do, I don't argue the word, right? We can reason. make a reason concerning the word, right? So, you know, even as we do it this evening, let's just be mindful that at the end of the day, we want to give the Lord the glory, because the enemy will be laughing, say, look at them. You know, arguing and fighting and just every reason of love, right? And everyone is free to say what they believe the Lord will do, because at the end of the day, he is the one that will that reveal truth, right? And even if we have erred, he's the one that will reveal the truth to us, right? So you go back to Kenya.
Okay, I was about to say that, you know, like you said, God knows the heart of every man. And so if we believe that in our heart and we believe it to be true because of what we read and the way we interpret it, he, I know, and it is good because Brenda Lee would interpret it that way. I would interpret it the next way, but we know we are interpreted in truth, and that's what we believe according to what we understand. And so, like you say, it isn't a right or a wrong, but it's because it is the word of God, and you know, God, the Bible doesn't contradict itself, and so. We know the word God is truth, so it's just the way we interpret the truth. Now, Brenda Lee ways of interpreting it, it may be my way, and meaning reason why I'm thinking the Trinity is three, not the same person, but they're thinking on the same accord. Because like when Brenda Lee said, "If you see the Father, you see me," fine. And then the Bible said, "No man has seen the Father." So the Bible has seen God. So the Bible won't contradict itself. You see what I'm saying? And not only that, when Jesus was about to be crucified, he cried out to his Father. So to me, he wouldn't be crying out to himself. So he said, you know, God, that it is too much for me, but that your will be done, not mine. You understand? So I'm thinking, you see, so I'm thinking and my strength, my strength of thought is that they are equal and on the same level. Their thoughts are basically the same, but they're not the same
person. I understand what you mean. So you're saying three separate, it's like one, two, three, versus
three separate with one thought. Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
You have ice, you have water, like the person said, you have ice, you have water. You have vapor, all is water, okay? All of them, but different forms. So you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Not three is one, but three in one.
Okay.
So that's my thought about it.
Okay.
They on the same level. They think like their thoughts trend. Yeah, that's my thought. That's it.
Okay, understand.
Okay,
I understand. The way that you are seeing it, you're from your angle versus Brenda Lee's angle. Because at the end of the day, Brenda Lee is saying, at the end of the day, it's one. And you care who you turn it, it is still one. But you're saying that it's like three, individuals, but with the same, what's the word I had? Three separate same accord. It's like these three... I'm trying to get the right words so that everyone understands. So what you're saying is that it's like three individuals. Father, individual. Son, individual. Holy Spirit, individual. Although the three of them still, they're saying the same thing.
They're separate, but they're on the same accord.
They're separate, but the same agreement.
Yeah.
It's like three separate people.
But with one
understanding.
Yeah. My thoughts is your thoughts, right?
I understand what you mean. So I see why. Okay. All right. Good. Well, I can't. I won't be adding because I can't say that secular. So I will not add. But my prayer is that for everyone here on the platform is that the Lord. Because let me tell you, the Lord, and this is for me personally. The Lord asked me in this season to basically, what's the word? It's about his character, that I need to know his character. You know the Lord, because we know the word of God. This is what the word's fair. This is not da-da-da-da-da. But I need to know his character. And I when he said that to me, what came to me was that I need to know him intimately. Like, for instance, you may have a friend and someone come and say, well, I saw Ashley doing X, Y, Z. And we're talking about, you could say, not Ashley, not the Ashley I know. No, because I know Ashley intimately, and I know that Ashley would never do that, right? I know she would never do it. So it's, I don't, somebody else. The Lord in this season wants me to know him intimately, and I would encourage everyone on the platform, you know, to do it. And I need to, you know, I am saying it and even reminding myself that I need to know him intimately, because in the intimacy, the Lord will reveal secret things. Like, for instance, for me, the Trinity, I don't get into a big discussion around the Trinity, because I can't really explain the Trinity to you. I can tell you that I believe it, because this is what the Word of God says. Whether it's one who true or one that is true, I believe it. I can't even break it down any further. I just believe. Now, until the Lord says, he pulls me away to say specifically, Ashley, this is 1, 2, 3 and ABC. I can't really speak on it, but I wanted to just give everyone the opportunity, you know, to just come and say what's on your heart as it pertains to this matter, because from here, I'm going to go away and pray, right? Because this is not the first, this is the third time, you know, a quick succession that it was brought to my attention. So it's obviously the Lord speaking to me. I don't know who else he's speaking to, but you know, he said it to Ashley. He wants me to probably come away and do some more study concerning it, or ask him more questions concerning it. So that's what I'm going to go away and do. Nevertheless, I love Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. And when he said Jesus Christ, I love the Lord. I love God. Let me make it clear. I love Jesus. I love God. And I have chosen to serve them, because at the end of the day, you know, the Lord has not created robots. We have free will, you know. Right now, you're doing this course, it's social issues, sociology. And I remember once one of the participants, we were discussing a matter. And he was like, this is what it would do, this is what it would do. And me, you know, I gone for the scriptures. I said, listen, this is what the Word of God says. You know, this lecturer stopped me in my tracks and said, but at the end of the day, the Lord has given us free will. I was like, Jesus, Father, help me anyhow. I will lean on to what you know, because this is what the Word of God says, and this is what the Lord has spoken to me specifically concerning. And that's really important, that we have an intimate relationship with the Lord, so that the Lord, you know, as the Lord speaks, because it's the Word of God that sustains and that keeps us. When the winds blow, we can say for sure, you know, this we Lord saying, I'm moving. Right? So, Lord, even now, Father, we just present this entire matter to you. And you know, at the end of the day, your desire is that we would be closer to you. Your desire is that we would be useful in your hands and pleasing in your sight. Your desire is that we would be vessels of honor. That is your desire. And that is what we desire to do, because, Daddy, we want to be used by you. You know, your word says that your people lack, they perish because of their lack of knowledge. Father, we ask for clarity, not only concerning this matter, but concerning the things of you. And even as you have challenged me in this season, Father, I challenge the others, Lord, that we would draw closer to you, that we would know more about you, Father, that we would know your character, that we would not just, you know, read your word and say, this is what your word says, Father, but that we would know you intimately, that we would know your character, Father, Lord. And I just even thank you, because I know the Lord, I know you must be just smiling down on us, because it just goes to show, you know, how more we want to know more. We want to go deeper in you. You know, we want to go deeper. So, Father, we just avail ourselves to you, Lord, and we ask, oh God, that you would speak, and that you would speak freely in our midst, Lord, that at the end of the day, that you are the one that will receive the honor, glory, and praise. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who wants to pray before we go into the assignment? The floor is open if anyone wants to pray.
I think Teresa was supposed to share as well, but I don't
Teresa?
Think
that... Teresa, you? Oh, shoot. It's
about... Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Everybody, we all... To me, none of us are wrong, because in Matthew, when I prayed and I get that scripture, Matthew 6, And it said, take heed. From verse 1, I will not read the whole thing because it will be too long. Take heed that when ye do not your arm before men to sin of others, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now, that is verse 1. And when I go down to verse 6, he said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou shalt shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward openly. Now, as we all know, Matthew 6, and it tells us, do not pray like the hypocrite do, and if we do not forgive our brothers, if we do not forgive others, he will not hear our prayer. And our Father, well, that's the way I am. Eh? I do not know. Like you said, we do not want to go against the word of God because the Bible said, do not take out, do not put in his word. Mm-hmm. The way I pray to God, my Father, which is in heaven, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit are one. Mm-hmm. When I pray, I thank God for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. I mm-hmm. thank him for Jesus dying on the cross, because without Christ dying on the cross, we wouldn't be, because he said, without the blood, there is no remission of sin. So without the blood of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be able to go, because don't forget, when before we had to have, the people long ago had to do sacrifices for their sin. So when Christ come, that veil was torn. So we can go boldly to Christ, to Jesus. But all three are one, because when he was creating the earth, he said, let us make man. When he was making man, he said, let us make man. That means the three, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are one. So to me, that is my opinion. Mm-hmm. When we pray, we pray to God. If we want to call upon God, we call upon Jesus. It's the same. We thank God for his son, we thank God, you know, for saving us, because we wouldn't be able to save ourselves. Because when God looked upon and he said there was no one to open the book, in Revelation said that there was no one to open that book. Mm-hmm. So that is why he sent his son in the form of a woman, so that today salvation, we can get free salvation. Mm-hmm. So that is my take. I do not know if everybody agrees with me, but that is how I looking at it. Amen.
I am glad. Sabrina, you still have something. I see your hand raised.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to give an illustration that came to me even as Teresa was sharing.
Yeah, because as Teresa was sharing, so when you're finished, I will speak. Because as Teresa was sharing, the Lord gave clarity. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I saw was the baptism of Jesus. So Jesus was in the water. The voice of the Father said, this is my son. And the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. And so you have the three in one right there. That was what came to me. And I just wanted to share that.
Okay. I thought I had my I thought I was muted. Okay, so Simonia Harris. Simonia, you can go ahead.
Yes, Ashley, I didn't yet do, but I am speaking of experience due to, mm-hmm. Because I think that God is a God of order and he honors as much. I agree that the three, you know, as they are one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I agree that the three are one, but... You see, sometimes the word of God is there. Like you said, none of us has not fully reached to know everything, but we really have to study to mm-hmm. show ourselves approved.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that even as God himself, he honored the Son, is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are one, but what happened is because one time I was praying, because sometimes I think we pray, but God, Jesus gave an example as the disciples ask about how we should pray and stuff. Okay. And it was so amazing that one, because I wanted to say last week, but, you know, time didn't permit.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying and all of a sudden, you see, God, the Holy Spirit cautioned me of that sometimes we know on earth, we have one heavenly Father, which is God, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one else like him. Mm-hmm. But our earthly fathers, like our dad and stuff, but on earth, many people call others father and, you know, biological father and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit had to caution me, you know, in my prayer. Sometimes father, you know, father, there are times you say heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit cautioned me.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavenly Father, which art in heaven, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, and also cautioned me of always, you know, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. God honors okay. his son that, yeah, they are one, yes, but he honors. And even I'm listening again. And you see, even when Jesus himself had to leave, because one, they are the same, but Jesus, God honors Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he said, no one cannot comfort a father only through Jesus, exactly. through him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through Jesus. And when Jesus' time was up to leave, he said to the disciples, do not leave Jerusalem. He said, wait for the promise of the Father,
mm-hmm.
you know. So Jesus himself was on earth to glorify the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And then God promises, the Holy Spirit came down right on his, as the sister was saying, while, you know, his baptism and stuff. But God glorified Jesus. Jesus now spoke about the Holy Spirit, which the Father promised, do not leave. But Jesus was there teaching, telling them everything, preparing them and giving everything in person. Like as human, we know that he comes in the form of human being, never seen. And then Jesus left. The Holy Spirit now takes, the Bible tells us, the Holy Spirit takes from the Father and brings to us. So the work has to continue. But the thing is there, I believe as the sister, I believe they are one. I believe it's one. And as the sister said, in different ways, God operates in different ways. Since his son, he cannot ignore the fact of sending Jesus. And we know, we read it about Jesus, God sent Jesus to die, to demonstrate his love and stuff. So God honors his son. And we as well, as Jesus himself, while he was living, he said, wait, and I will send you another comforter, because mm-hmm. Jesus was there to comfort the disciples, you know, while he was on earth with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit now is giving us, bringing from heaven everything that is there. We have asked us through the Holy Spirit. So like you said, there's a lot for us to learn, but I believe one is the Trinity. There's not any difference, but all operates in God, the Godhead operates in different forms and different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as there are different, God give gifts in the same spirit, but it's the same spirit manifesting, working in everyone as differently. That's my take on it.
Take on it. Good.
Yes.
I got a song. Oh, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name. Even death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we at the end of the day, we have to be so mindful of the tricks of the enemy. That's all I could bring it to. You know, as Teresa was speaking, I believe that the Lord showed me clearly that at the end of the day, we pray to God, because this is what, this is the principle he gave to the disciples, our Father who art in heaven. They asked, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, come, come, come. Our Father who art in heaven, right? Now, as it relates to the explanations that were given by Brenda Lee and Kenya, both of them are praying to God the Father. It is just how man sees things and we see in part. Now, Kenya said clearly she sees them as Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? And so that's where she says, we don't pray to Jesus, but we pray in Jesus' name though. Because the word tells us clearly it's in Jesus' name. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. So we pray to God in Jesus' name. So the thing is, Kenya sees it as three separate. Regardless of how Kenya sees the Trinity, at the end of the day, Kenya praying to the Father. And it's the same thing Brenda Lee doing. Because remember, Brenda Lee said, the three are not separated. So even if it's not articulated that you're praying to God, she believes that as she prays, she is praying, she in Jesus' name, and she is still praying to God the Father. Let's make it very clear, as Simonia then come and reinforce. It is clear, it is simple. The word of God says we pray to God in Jesus' name. Now, how man sees, as I said again, we see in part. The word of God clearly says, our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts, right? Again, you know, we can't find, there's so many things that we can't explain. And it's just like, you know, God is so good. One person sees it this way. The next person sees it as this. But at the end of the day, let's make it clear. We're making it so clear. We pray to God in Jesus' name. So whether you see the Trinity as our, it is God that we pray to, when our prayers are directed in Jesus' name. And as someone you said, clearly, we still honor Jesus Christ because the Father honors him. He says, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. You know, God is so good. I come in, let me tell you. You know, I came in just saying, everybody will have an opportunity to speak because the Lord didn't tell me anything. The Lord didn't say nothing to me. This is my belief. The Lord didn't say anything to me. I mean, as Teresa began to speak, the Lord began to speak so clear so that the enemy would not have any ground in our midst. Satan, the Lord himself rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. You have no room in this place. We ain't got no time for you. We come today to praise God, and that's what we would do. So, Father, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and we thank you for speaking in our midst and for speaking clearly. You know, and that's why that song, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name. Because not even death could hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Daddy, we declare there is none that can come alongside of you. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God says that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall want for nothing. It ain't nothing that we want for, because God is our shepherd. You know, hallelujah. And our portion in the land of the living. You know, we just came. I mean, like, God is so good. I can't even believe what just happened. I had no plan, because for me, it's simple. The Trinity, I can't explain it. I believe it. I can't explain it, but I believe it, because this is what the word of God says. No. How can I? I ain't saying nothing unless the Lord tell me to say anything, because I don't want to say anything. I don't want ear, you know, in what I say. And then I gotta go and ask the Lord to forgive me, not me. I ain't opening my mouth. The Lord just made it so clear. It is just the two views. It's like Matthew and the accounts, you know, and John and everybody at the same function, right? Everybody at the same function, they're seeing it differently. But you can't negate the fact that this is what happened, right? This is what happened. You know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Trinity. When we pray to the Father in Jesus' name. You know, and I just want to bring it to an end right there and just give God thanks and praise. And Lord, even as we go away, I ask that you will minister to each and every one of us individually and that you will minister to us corporately, because at the end of the day, it is one voice and one sound. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Amen. 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 We are going to move on. Ooh, it's exact 7 o'clock. It was not even watching the time. It's exact 7. We are going to move right into the assignment. So the persons who have to, let me just call your names, and you are going to go in the same order. And this is what we will do. So I have Kenya going first, then Sharianne, Simonia, Lorraine, and Heather. Is Lorraine in? Lorraine is here? Yeah, Lorraine is here.
Yes, I am.
Good. So it's Kenya, Sharianne, Simonia, Lorraine, and Heather. And this is what we would do. I would start back the worship. And then I will bring it. So you must tell me. When I begin to share, I'm going to share my screen so that I can play this worship song. I want to know if many raise it, if you hear it raise, and then I lower it, if you hear it lowered, because I want to be able to hear the person reading. And so I want you to read very clearly your love song, your love letter. So I just want to know if I have to bring the song to a complete stop. Actually, I can. Actually, I can. I can, yes. So once you hear me stop the song, I don't remember yet. So I can share and play the song. And as you hear me bring the song to a pause, I want you to begin to read your love letter to the Lord, okay? And then when you're finished, I would start it again. It would continue. And then when I pause it, the second person, so that's how we are going to do it. Now the persons, because it's 21 of us, I just want you to be praying in the spirit, in the background, and just listening to hear if the Lord is saying anything as it relates to anything. At the end, we will share what we heard from the Lord. We will pray and close, okay? That's what we're going to do. So let me just share. Let me share my, share the song.
Put on your headphones.
Okay, let me just share now. So if you're not speaking, I just want you to mute your mic.
You are blessed.
I'm just on minutes for you. Can everyone hear?
And my spirit prays.
And once I pause, then Ken, you will begin. And that's how we will flow.
For death could not hold. Even in the rain, Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in Jesus, my soul. your children. We're speaking to your ministry, Ramasai.
Love letter to God. You are my Alpha and Omega. You are my beginning, my end. You are my Abba, my Father. You are my Rose of Sharon. You're my Lily of the Valley. You're my bright and morning star. You are the great I am. You are God and God alone. You are on your throne. To worship you, I live, Father. You are worthy of my praise. You are Ancient of Days. Lord, I love you because you first loved me, and I am the apple of your eyes. All my glory belongs to you. I live to worship you, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. Father, I love you. I worship you. I lift my hands in holy adoration to say, you are God. Father God, I bow down to you. Father God, you are the love of my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is it for me.
Lord, I give you all the praise, the honor, and glory that is due to your thy name. From day to day,
Lord, you are forever the same. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, clearly stated in the biblical records. You are the very air I breathe. For the rest of my days to you, Lord, I will cleave. You are the living water to my dry and thirsty soul. All praise to you, Lord, for making me whole.
Jesus in your hands. Something is different about this year's program. There is an anointing in this place. My God, Cola, can you pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Rapatole mandala basaya. What an open heaven. Cola bashela bataya. Ikabaya. Opara. Sheliala basaya. My God, my God. Hey, Baba, you've got time. And seasons in your hands. You are calling out light from every dead marriage, every dead ministry, every dead head. You don't need a man. You don't need a man. You don't need a sponsor. You don't need a kingmaker. For you are the kingmaker yourself. You don't need a man. You don't need a man to be the God you are. For you have chosen to name me your own. He's got your times and your seasons in his hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My dear Heavenly Father, I am indeed so grateful to you for loving me, for your loving kindness and tender mercies towards me. You are my Savior and Deliverer, my strength and Redeemer. Lord, you are the hope of my salvation, my Healer and Provider. Lord, you are the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. You are the Balm of Gilead. You are the mighty man of war. You are more precious than silver, more costly than gold. You are more beautiful than diamond. Nothing I desire, Lord, compares with you. You are my hiding place, my safe refuge, my comfort, Lord, you are. You are the anointed one, only true and living God. Most holy Father, you are. I worship you. I bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I glorify your name. For you are great, O God. You are the I Am, the everlasting God. You never faint, nor you go weary. Your understanding is unsearchable, and you are holy and perfect. I bless and worship your name for all you are, for all you've done, and all you are about to do. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless your name. Bless your holy name, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's no place.
Dear Heavenly Daddy, my heart break out with praise to you. Now and forever, my heart bow in worship to you, my King, my Savior, and soon coming King. Every day I will lift up my praise to your name with praises that will last throughout eternity. Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise, for there is no end to the discovery of your greatness that surrounds me. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory, your majesty, splendor, and the miracle of your majesty are constant. I constantly meditate upon it. Your awesome acts of power have everyone talking about your goodness. It is a delight telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness, especially the children who is your lambs. My husband, auntie, and I hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing us bless to our hearts over 41 years, 2 months, and 18 days of marriage. I feel very happy and full of excitement over your breakthrough, Lord Jesus, towards me. Your kind and tender mercy, I don't deserve it, but because of your patience, oh Lord Jesus, and everything you have made, I will praise you, fulfilling the purpose that you have upon my life. Father, I will tell the world about your lavish splendor in your kingdom, and I will continue to preach aimlessly in Africa, Haiti, and the Caribbean, Father. I thank you that you demonstrate your miracles in my life, and I have overcome a lot of my childhood abuse. But because of your love, I can testify today that you are so wonderful. You are faithful, and you fulfill every promise. Father, even last year in 2020, Lord Jesus, you touched my breast. Oh God, where do I have to have an operation? So Father, I have experienced your goodness and your kindness. And I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And I will continue to give you praise and let others know that their lifestyle can be changed because of the experience that you allow to have in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
You are my God from beginning to end. The glory of God has many of you that would want to leave. It's okay, you can stand, you can prostrate. The atmosphere just shifted. He walked into this place. He's always been here, but he arose. Oh, women, open your mouth and worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. You are powerful. You are almighty. You are the great I am that I am. Without you, I am nothing, mighty God. Before the foundation of the world, you are God. And after, you will be God. Hallelujah. We stand at awe of who you are. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. In you, O God, we live. In you, we move. In you, we breathe. In you, we have our very existence. And so this afternoon, Lord, we said, reign, mighty God. Reign, Abba, Father. Reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. Reign, Prince of peace. We glorify you this afternoon. We fall at your feet this afternoon and we worship you. We worship you, mighty God. We join with the angels, hallelujah, to declare that thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O God, to receive glory, hallelujah, honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And we say you are worthy, Lord. God, we just stand as before you, O God, as nothing this afternoon. We rest in you, mighty God. We rest in your bosom, Abba, Father. And we say, mighty God, have your way. Have your way among us this afternoon. Let there be no other God in our presence this afternoon. Another songwriter said, all other gods, they are the work of man. But you, O God, you alone are the Jehovah God this afternoon. And we just glorify you. We just worship you, Lord God. And we say, have your own way. We love you this afternoon, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. When we were nothing, mighty God, you came down. You sent your only son to die in our stead. And so this afternoon, we worship you. This afternoon, we glorify you. This afternoon, we honor you. Hallelujah to your matchless name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus.
I have one too, so I would just add mine. Dear Daddy, you are the lifter up of my head and the lover of my soul. You are my confidant, the one I can entrust my secrets to without fear of exposure or ridicule. You are faithful, that is, you are consistent, not like shifting shadows. You are excellent in all of your ways and the giver of every good gift. You are the giver of life. It is because of you that I am not consumed. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You are Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Ra, my shepherd. You are my shelter and my portion in the land of the living. You have said to the wind and the waves, this far and no further. So we as a nation and a people are not consumed. You are my shield and my great reward. You are all-powerful, all-wise God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. You are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner, the one that goes before me, so everyone knows whose camp I belong to, who I belong to. Hallelujah. So for that, I am grateful to you. That is who you are to me. Amen. Amen. Amen.
A few days ago, I was abroad just praying in the Spirit, as I prayed in the Spirit, and it was as though someone, and I believe it's the Holy Ghost, spoke a word through me and said, these are the words we will speak. Thank you, Lord. These are the words we will speak. Thank you, Lord. If you have a tongue, if you have a mouth, just open your mouth and fill this place with thanksgiving. Say, thank you, Lord. When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced it's not because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that you give, but I'm grateful for your mercy, and I'm grateful for your grace, and because of how you poured out yourself, hey, we have come to sing this song and we pray. Hey, even, hey, even, oh, Papa.
Yes. Is can everyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay, good. So I just wanted to know if the Lord spoke to anyone concerning anything, even as we were giving him praise just now. Is there anyone that received anything? Okay, so I would take that as a no. Okay, so before we close, I would just like to encourage everyone to make this a practice, especially in this season. I strongly believe the Lord is saying to us that we need to praise. We have the Thanksgiving portion down pat. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The into his courts with praise we need to do. So we're so accustomed, you know, we give God thanks, we give him thanks, but we don't speak well of him, right? You know, acknowledging who he is. You know, he is all powerful. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you know, so that everyone, everything that has ears, because we know creation has ears. So that everything that has ears, we know that the things that are seen and unseen have ears, you know? So that everything that has ears would hear. So I just want to encourage everyone going forward. God, praise, deliberate praise. Giving deliberate praise going forward as a practice. just before you open in prayer. And that's a good way of reminding yourself to do it. Just before you begin to pray, the same way how we speak in tongues. And tongues is very critical as well. We have to get into that practice of praying in tongues when we pray. Just as critical as giving thanks is praising God, speaking well of him, you know, acknowledging who he is. So I'd just like to encourage us to also do that. So I would like someone, because the session is, we're finished, 7:30, we're finished early tonight. We finished early tonight. So I would just like someone to pray and close the session off, and the same person, they can dust us off. I'm here trying to think if, right. And then I would secure.
Actually, yes. I just want to thank you for, you know, encouraging about the love letters.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it for a lot of years.
Okay.
It brought back a lot of beautiful memories for me. So I just want to publicly thank you for allowing me to get back to doing. I would normally write love letters to the Lord.
Wow.
So thank you so much. And I had stopped for a couple of years. So thank you for putting me back on track. Thank you.
Thank God, because I will be honest.
I also would have to thank you, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't put my name, but I wrote my love letter and listening to everybody, uh-huh. It's so wonderful to appreciate who God is,
yeah.
And to tell him how much we appreciate him and how much we love him.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. From now on, when I pray, I will send my love letter to him.
Yeah.
Because you cannot finish mention names and finish say who he is. Because listening to all five sisters, and almost everyone have something matching together. It's so nice, so wonderful. And I'm thankful for you. Thank you so much.
Do you want to read yours? You have it to hand that you can read it.
I'll read it to the Lord.
Actually, maybe some other people wrote letters too. Maybe seeing that we have more time, maybe other person who wrote can read theirs.
Yeah. And is there anyone else that wrote a letter, a love letter that you can read? Because we do have time. And just let me make it very plain. So we give God thanks because normally when we have when I have to teach, I like to teach the Tuesdays and then I leave Thursdays for assignments. But I will be honest with you, this chapter was so long and I was going through and I was like, what type of assignment now I could take out of this? I can't find an assignment. And I think it was like the day after, because I was like, I really don't know what to do. I think it was the day after, I was just listening to a song, which is the same song that we played on Tuesday. I was playing on Tuesday, Bow Down and Worship. And you know, the Lord just said to me, playing, because the Lord has been dealing with me personally concerning giving him praise. I see Lord that showed me to just have you guys write a love letter. And he gave the example of Bow Down and Worship, how the leader, there was the backup singing. Like, it's just a couple words they've been singing. It's a chorus they're singing over and over and over. And he's just reading out like a love letter to the Lord. So it was that is directly from the Lord. Because I didn't know what to do. So it was like, I really don't know what we're going to do. So, you know, even as he gave it, I sat and I nearly wrote it the same time so I wouldn't forget. So it's the Lord then reminding you guys to write him love letters. And it was the first time I ever did it. So, it was good for me too, to just, put everything down on paper.
This is my first time too.
This might think that it was morbid, but I used to write the love letters and told my husband that if I go before him and sell a eulogy, he can read these love letters to the Lord. Because death had put over my life that I would not have lived. So I, at that time, used to believe the lies of the enemy. So I used to sit down every month and write love letters. But I haven't done it for so long. So when I had this assignment, that's why it took so long before I called my name, because I was saying, God, you really want me to get back to that place when I used to write love letters to you.
Yeah,
but that was the reason for it, not for to pray. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have one, Ashley, but I'll let anybody else read because I always having something to say.
No, you can read yours too. Let me see. Is there anyone else? I saw like Ramona.
Write the Lord roll up letters. Sorry.
Ramona was asking for somebody to read because she came in late, so I guess she wanted to hear what it was all about.
Yeah, Brenda Lee has one, and so Brenda Lee, go ahead and read yours. But does anyone else have one that they can go directly after Brenda Lee? No? Okay, Brenda Lee, you can read yours. So Ramona hears. It was an assignment. We're focusing on the importance of praise. Praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, join prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, praise, join prayer. And so the assignment was for us to write a love letter to the Lord. Just praising him, not giving thanks, but praising him, speaking well of him. So that was the assignment. So Brenda Lee, you can go ahead.
Daddy, thank you for this day. I just come to tell you how much I love you. Not that you don't know already, but you want to hear me say it to you. I love you just for who you are. I love you because you love me so much. You gave your only son so that I can have a love relationship with you. Even though some days, because of living in the world, I do not want to say anything to anyone, including you. But you still say to me, my child, I love you. And because of that, I cannot stop loving you more than anything or any person you bless me with to be a part of my life. They will not and cannot take the place of you and your love. And you can love me and the whole world at the same time. And I don't have to be left out or worry if you would have enough love by the time you get to me. Thank you, Daddy. Your love never, ever runs out. The more you pour it out, the more you have to give. Love always, friendly. I'll never stop loving you.
Wow, lovely. Amen. Amen. So I have a challenge. Is there anyone who's just willing to give a love letter from the top of your head? Is there anyone who's ready to?
Hello. Good night, Sister Ashby. Sister Ashley.
Yes, please.
Yes, it's Sister Kane here. I tried to get on my camera. I can't get it on. So
it's on. It's on, but it's opposite. It is on, but you have to be pointed towards the black on your table.
I don't know. But anyhow,
you need to turn it around. But you can go ahead.
Anyhow, I love the love letters, mm-hmm. but when I pray, I normally give God all my love. Tell mm-hmm. him how wonderful he is. Mm-hmm. He's a Sharon, he's excellent. Here I am that I am. It's so great to love me, you know, take me from my reclaim and set me on a rock to stay. You know, I keep on, and as you commented out last week, I said, and now again, I said, before I start to pray, whatever time, I normally tell God, so my son, I kiss up for him, say, hello, Daddy, you know, and it does be so great, and I'm glad you come with this. Mm-hmm. So, keep on, before I pray, I do it. You know, we could keep on doing it if it's once a month, because it's so great, you know, we appreciate who God is. God is so real to us, you know. We have testimony of what you have done, but what about we tell him who he is? He's a wheel in the midst of the wheel. He's a rose of Sharon. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. You're all knowing and see God. He live high and sit low. He live high and look low on us. It's so great. So thank you for that. And you know, between we was talking about the whole trees, when we pray to God, we pray in Jesus' name. The Lord gave me an illustration. Look at the ama egg. Orange have three different parts. You have the skin, the white part, and you have the pegs, even the seed. So, you know, I think everybody has been thinking different, but I know who God is, and I thank God. And I thank God to be in this group because I'm learning a lot. Amen.
You're welcome. Thank God. You know, iron sharpens iron.
Amen.
Go ahead. Someone else was saying something, or it was you, Sandra?
No, it's okay. I'll just try to get the camera, but...
Okay. I have a question for everyone. Wait, Mona, you were saying something? I saw Mona.
Oh, I was yes, I admire what all you're doing tonight. You know, whenever we pray, we have to tell God how he is. Father, you're such a loving God. You gave your son to die on the cross for my sins. Father, you're such a comforter. You say you not leave me comfortless. You'll come unto me. Lord, you are my strength, Father God, because you said your strength is made perfect in my weakness, Father God. You are my king, Father God. Lord, you are the soon coming king. You say you will come again and receive me unto yourself. Where you are, I will be also. Father, you are the greatest comforter, Father. You are the greatest king of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are fantastic, F. Closer to the brother, Father God, you are a friend to me. I love you. I appreciate you, Father. You are the lily of the valley, Jesus. You never fail, Father God. You never fail, dear God. I give you praise, Father. I love you, Jesus. You are King of Kings. You are the King above Kings, Lord Jesus. I love you because you are the greatest physician. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you. And you know, you can just go on and on and on. To God be the glory.
Great things he has done. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I want
it puts so much joy into me tonight. I do not say I did not learn whatever before, but tonight, especially tonight, I don't know how the others is feeling, but I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm so full. I am feeling so glad because, you know, when we appreciate God, it's the same way if we have our Father, and we ask him something, and we say, thank you for what he done for us. He's so happy when we thank God for it. We thank our Father, our earthly Father. And I think God is taking the joy tonight and to appreciate that session tonight. So thank you again, Ashley. Thank you.
I want each and everyone on this platform, it's 23 of us, I want everyone, just think quickly. What is your go-to name for the Lord? What is your go-to name? If it's what name?
Can you repeat yourself, Ashley?
I was saying, what is your go-to name for the Lord? The one, if it's one name you can call him.
What? I don't know. This thing is, I don't know. I used to be so clear, but now it's kind of breaking down a bit.
And the others, is it me? Can the others hear me clearly?
No.
No, you can't?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. All right, just one second. Let me put on my headphones.
It was working.
I hope you were hearing me clearly throughout the night, though. You were?
Yes, I was hearing you clearly. I'm hearing you clearer now.
Yeah, I have all my headphones. I should have put down this ever since. Yes. Right, so I wanted your go-to name for the Lord. If there is one name, you can call him. Like, for me, he is the, I don't know, that's more than one. That's not one word. But he's the lover of my soul and lifter up of my head. That's one. And whenever I say that, I know what the Lord has done for me. And that, you know, that name, it describes him for me in terms of everything he has done for me. He is the lover of my soul and the lifter up of my head. That is who he is to me. So I want to give, as I call your name, I will call your name. As I call your name, just say the name, right? Good. So the first person, I have Brenda Lee.
Daddy.
Okay, Ramona.
El Shaddai.
Simonia. El Shaddai Jehovah, good. Simonia.
He's the lover of my soul, on my heel and everything.
Amen. Danica.
It's my Rose O'Shea.
Amen. Donna.
He's my Abba Father.
Amen. Amen. Christine. Christine is there. Okay. Danica.
Hello.
This is who? Christine. Okay, good. Yes, Christine, go ahead.
Excuse me, I had a little emergency just now. Please tell me.
Sorry, no, we're calling the go-to name for the Lord. What if there's one name you can call him?
Like Jehovah Rapha, or Jehovah Jireh.
Good, good, good. Danica?
Praise the Lord.
Sorry, I thought you called me before. I might have taken somebody's place. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't realize because the names are shifting. Right. Donna?
The Father and my strong tower. I already said.
You called Donna already.
The names are The names are shifting as people turn on their mics. So for me to be on, just to be on the safe side, I am just calling if I'm not too sure. So Doreen.
I call him Rapha.
Lover?
Rapha.
Rapha. Amen. I think the name I'm seeing here is Danelle.
Yes. He's holy and faithful.
Amen. Amen. As you speak, you can mute your mics, please, so that I can see, so the names would go back in place. Yes, Sharianne.
Yahweh, Alpha Amen. And Omega.
Amen. Indira. Indira, you're there? Heather, then. Heather, you can go.
Yes, I'm there. I was getting a problem with the
mic. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. He is my Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Amen.
And my God in my trust.
Yeah, my God in whom I trust. Amen. Amen. Heather?
Oh, yeah. All in all, I'm becoming king.
Amen. Kadia? Is Kadia Black? I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Kenya?
Yes,
Kadia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. So, what's the name of the Lord you use? Your go-to Pete? Name. Your go-to name for the Lord.
Can you slowly speak that?
Sorry, your go-to name for the Lord. If there is one name that you would call the Lord, that you call the Lord, what is it?
It would be sovereign ruler.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yes, and yes.
Okay, good.
Sovereign ruler, and I mostly use sovereign ruler.
Okay.
And
welcome,
precious Lord. I normally say that too. Precious Lord.
Okay, good. Kenya, what about you?
Will be my Abba, my father.
Amen. Amen. And I think it was then Laverne. Laverne, you're here with us.
Good night. Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm. My name is Abba Father Yeshua.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good. Good stuff. Did I miss anyone? Because the name's shifting back up. Lorraine, did I call you?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I hear skimming through, so go ahead.
It's Jesus, name above all name, Alpha, Amen. Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen, amen. Good, good. I hear skimming through. Is there anyone else? Leah Ann, I'm seeing a Leah Ann.
He is my provider. He is my burden bearer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You call my name?
This is who speaking?
Sandra.
Okay, go ahead.
You have a niece to the banner of Miss Islam?
Amen.
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 Okay. Owner, he is my comforter, the lift of my head.
Amen.
Pam,
mm-hmm.
my precious holy heavenly Father of lights.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes.
Daddy, my provider.
Amen. Sabrina and Simonia.
Father God
mm-hmm.
and El Shaddai.
Amen.
Yes, Ashley, I have said what it is, but I just need to share this.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful. You may not have a clue of how God used you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the thing is, you don't have a clue. God is just working in our midst.
Amen.
You see, the thing is, many a times we know of what the word says. We are reading it. The very same way when people speak good about us,
mm-hmm.
if we are baker, teacher, and what a good teacher, and they give us all the names and all, and they speak well, we feel good.
Mm-hmm.
We feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, God wants us to really honor him for who he is. And this Amen. Draws us to a closer relationship,
Amen.
More intimacy with God. It's just as many of us that are married, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
the same way, you know, we should be so grateful and don't miss nothing mm-hmm. about who our spouse is and what he's doing. And, you know, we bring those things and we honor and we give our little names and everything. Mm-hmm. The very same way that God wants us to honor him and praise Amen. Him. Everything about him is written. And boy, I tell you, I cannot explain. Mm-hmm. I cannot express. This is something that the Holy Spirit has taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times, like you said before, we sometimes do a lot of the thanksgiving and a lot of the asking.
Mm-hmm.
But God, that's when we leave earth, that's what we're going to do in heaven. Worship, mm-hmm. honor, praise. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I am so grateful. God bless you. I am so grateful for everyone. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wonderful Savior. The Spirit of the Lord is just there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you to begin to sing for us. Begin to sing for us, Simonia.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, Jesus. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. For I delight in you, and I rejoice forevermore. How I love to magnify your name, lifting holy hands bringing sacrifice of praise for all you've done and for blessings on the way. For all you've done, Lord, and all you're doing, for things to come and for blessing on the way. For all you've done, Lord, and all you're doing, for things to come and for blessings on the way. For things to come and the blessings on the way. I love you, Lord. For your mercies never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yay! All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have held me through the fire. In darkness night, you are close than no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend, for I have lived in the goodness of God. Yay! All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender all. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh God, you are so good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
O yandele mo shindala kianda rusi yandele mo kaya bahaya bahaya. Oh God, hallelujah. Father, you are taking us higher. Halabo shianda. O yandala bo shekiando, Lord. You are taking us deeper and higher in you, Lord. Yala mo shiande kandala mahia kando siende. Hallelujah. Shande kiambara haya si. But the Lord is saying that we need to make room for him. Hindala bo shiandala mandele kesia.
Indalamoshi and Dalamoshi and Deleme Shiandala Mahaya. Shiando Yala Masi and Dele Shikandala. But there is so much more that he has to do in Dala Mashinde. Ila Mashandali Amosi and Dele Neshindala. Ila Mo Shiandala Masi Ekela Ma. Shiando Liamas and Deheyaba. There is so much in our hands, save the Lord, but God says, give all to him. Give him all of our cares and our burdens, everything in our hands, give it into the hands of the Lord. And he will direct our paths, hallelujah. He will direct our paths, oh my God, amashikandaraba, yendaramo, shinde, halaba, haya. Yes, Lord, that we could spend more time to love you, God, in praise and worship, in adoration, in thanksgiving. Oh, yandoroboshi, yandaramasinde, yandaramasande, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in our midst. Thank you, Lord, you'll bless Ashley continually, and you'll bless all of us. You take over our lives. You take control, my God. Yes, Lord, have your divine will and way in our hearts, in our lives. Oh God, as we surrender to you, Lord, it's not about us, yes, Father, but it's about you, God, yes, Lord. It's all about you, Father, taking us into a place, God, where you want us to be in the spirit realm, Lord God. Let flesh decrease, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit fill our hearts and our minds, oh God. Oh God, as we surrender to you, Lord God, thank you, Father, for all your people, God, Father. Thank you for the Willing Women Ministry, God. Thank you for this assignment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are your errand girls. We are your servant. We are your mouthpiece. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Have your way. Yes, Lord. Take over. Take over. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Teach us, oh, God, continually. Teach us, Lord, the way to go. Teach us, Lord, how to speak. Teach us how to come. All of what you have given us through your words. Teach us how to come before you, God. Take us out of our norm, oh God, and give us this direction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you. Thank you for releasing, oh God, upon us right now. As we receive, Ula Bashinde Kea Bahaya Moshianda, Hoya Moshinda Lama, Hoya Mashindolum, Hoya Mashaya. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Father, you want us to advance in your kingdom. Where you are, Lord God, you want us to move, God. And you are the one taking us, Father, as we submit to you, Lord, as we submit to your will. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Yes, Father God. Yes, Lord. You speak, God. You speak to us. You speak to us. You speak to us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We said yes, Lord. We said yes, Lord. We said yes. A lot of us said, yes, we agree, God. Help us to understand disagreement, God, that we will not break disagreement, Father. Help us to be committed. Help us to be faithful. Help us to remain honest and true in your presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord God, in your name. And I give you thanks. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. And you will continue to do, yes, Father, what you want to do in our lives as we submit, as we open up to you and make room for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless you, Ashley. Bless Hallelujah. You, all of my sisters. Bless you. God bless mm-hmm. everyone.
Yes.
Blessings upon everyone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Simonia.
So welcome.
Thank you so much. So we will now just dust off and we would go. Amen. So Father, we dust ourselves off from every dust and smoke of war. We take the tail of the backlash and smash its head to utter destruction. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment is condemned. We remove our voice notes, our fingerprints, our footprints in the natural, in the spirit, and digitally from being used against us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forevermore. Hallelujah. We declare nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Father, and we apply your blood to ourselves and all that concerns us. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, ladies.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone. And I will follow up with an email regarding the tutorial.
Amen. Thank you,
Ashley.
Okay, then. You're welcome. Thank you.
Great,
Thank you, Ashley, for
you're welcome
the Holy Spirit to flow tonight.